Blog Talk Radio.
To home, Helen Arn, Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. Truly, today is the day that the Lord have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I hear the scripture saying, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us, yes, you, and you, let us exalt that wonderful name of Jesus together. Truly, I am so excited that you have joined me on this evening on my special interview. Amen. With a wonderful young lady by the name of Kiana Davis, amen, who is the author of Digging for Roots. I'm so excited that she accepted the invitation and she's here with us on this evening. I want to read you her bio, a little bit about her book and her, and then we're going to get right away into the interview. So come on in, make yourself right at home. Father, we're going to pray. Father, we ask that your blessing will be upon the session of tonight and that you'll bless the hearers, that they will be blessed and respond and able to even get her book. Father, we ask that you just move by your power divine, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. And so on tonight, I want to introduce our special guest on tonight is Kiana Davis and her book, again, Digging for Roots. And her bio and the information we have for her on tonight, Kiana Davis expresses a poignant and passionate voice that is composite of these black female poets that have defined this in previous generations, such as even Maya Angelou, the late Maya Angelou, the Nikki Giovanni, and then also Naltex Singh. These poets purchased the envelope and expanded. I pushed the envelope and expanded the discourse, and also eloquently describing the unbelly of the black experience, as well as its beauty. Davis takes us on a journey through her self-evolution from a little brown girl growing up in an environment that didn't affirm her image, her perspective, and her intelligence, to a young woman that is coming into self-recognition and dawning appreciation for every experience from her past that has seasoned and shaped her existence. Her words penetrate your soul and will leave you forever changed. Let's look a little bit more about some of the things that were said about Digging for Roots. It says, when their stories didn't reach my ears, I rebelled against my own skin, too young as to realize that without these stories, I would starve. Digging for Roots is a port memoirs of journeys of her journey, digging for cultural roots and finding love for not only herself, but also for her heritage. And also, I wanted to let you know that her book is available on Amazon.com and also the Third Place Books. .com, and she also has her own website at www.poeticawakening.com. Welcome aboard, Kiana. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
And welcome.
Thank you so much, Dr. Arm. I really appreciate you having me on your show this evening, and God bless you.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you joined me, and I'm excited about you and excited about the wonderful book that you penned and all of the wonderful things that you're doing. And then also I wanted to also make mention, too, to our audience as well, that also Kiana also received her BA degree from Livingstone College in English and Liberal Arts. So this young lady, amen, she's a very gifted young lady, a very bright young lady, actually a brilliant young lady, doing some great things. And I want, Kiana, why don't you tell me a little bit about your book and then also about you as well.
Okay, thank you. My book is basically, I would say it's a poetic memoir. and it explores my experiences, my cultural experiences in America, growing up in a low-income community. And at an early age, I just started observing, you know, what the difference is. And I like to tell a story really quickly about the black doll. That was when it all started. I was about 4 years old, and my mother would take me shopping. And one of her rules was, don't ask for anything. And so in my mind, I thought if I was exceptional, if I did really well, I didn't ask for anything, I just went, you know, to the store with my mom, she would reward me. And then there were many times we would get to the register, and she'd look at me, and she'd say, you know what, you did such a great job. What do you want? And I wanted a doll, and I wanted a doll that looked just like me. And I remember going to the toy section, and I remember looking up, and I remember seeing the row of dolls, and there was a row, you know, brown doll with the yellow dress, the green dresses, and the blue dresses. And my dilemma was, which doll do I pick? Because in my mind, they all looked exactly like me. And so those were really happy times. And then there were times we would go, and I work really hard to be good, and there wouldn't be a black doll. And that was when I began to internalize or to believe that there was something missing. Why wasn't I on the shelf? You know, where were little brown girl, where were the little brown dolls like me? And I started watching TV, and I started reading books, and I realized I was absent. And that just really, I guess, yeah, I would say from 4 years old until early adulthood, I just began looking out into the world for an image of myself.
Wow, that's profound. And things that are so profound. And so could you tell me then, as coming forth and seeing that and not having those images and you're looking for those images and things, how did that make you feel?
I felt, at the time, it was hard to verbalize or articulate, you know, what you feel when you're absent or when you're negatively portrayed and when you look for yourself. I mean, I felt, I really felt a void, I think. I was, like the poem you read, I was starving. And I didn't know I was hungry. I just know I was looking. And, you know, Bill Cosby came on, and I was like, okay, this is totally different from the good times, because a lot of my research study and analyzing came from my community and also came from television. Yes. And so watching Bill Cosby and then Oprah, I was like, wow, does that exist? And where, you know, where are they? So I definitely wanted to emulate those role models instead of the role models I saw, you know, in my community.
Wow. And now that is just so profound, and I really appreciate that, and I appreciate you saying that, you know, being absent and looking for yourself and filling that and seeing that void, but was able to find the being fulfilled through the television and learning more about your culture as well, was able to bring that fulfillment in your life and at such a young age too as well. And so how did the book, Digging for Roots, did it come about from those feelings that you were feeling or when you was in school and things you started writing in regards about or picking up? Or what inspired you to write Digging for Roots?
Okay. Well, when I was about 18, I went away to college. I went to Livingstone College. It was a predominantly black college, and it was also a Christian school. And I read Malcolm X. One weekend I was, you know, I didn't have anything to do. And my cousin, we shared a dorm room together, and she had the book. And I just happened to pick it up, and I thought he was a militant. I really didn't know very much about Malcolm X. So I said, let me read it. And that weekend my life changed. I realized I had been angry. I realized that I had carried a lot of bitterness because I didn't know a lot about my history. And I did have Cosby Show and I did have Oprah, but it was great, but it wasn't enough. And after I read Malcolm X, I realized I wasn't the only one searching. Because no one else seemed to question. No one else in my community, around me, my friends, seemed to question, you know, images and how we looked in the media. No one really talked about that. And so after I read Malcolm X, I started writing, just journaling about my experiences. And then I was about 24, and I started looking over my writing, and I realized all these poems kind of go together. They have a theme. And so that's when I started making, I made a decision to write, you know, put these together as a book.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel as though that when you was writing your poem, you was writing somewhat the sentiments of your heart, and as you stated earlier, the void, and as well as sometimes feeling somewhat angry, and then not knowing a lot about your history. Do you feel that when you were doing your writing, that was able to bring forth an avenue to satisfy or to release or to express those feelings that you had?
Absolutely. Poetry definitely saved me. I would say that. I believe God used poetry to help me heal. After I read Malcolm X, I must have gotten like 40 books and read 40 books in 3 months just about my history and culture and slavery. Mm-hmm. And then once I did that, I felt really proud. I felt really enriched. And then I just started embracing other cultures. I was like, oh, well, let me learn what they do. You know, it really just helped me heal. And as I was writing the poem, I could feel like I wasn't alone. You know, I saw God was, you know, directing my hand, and that the words were being fed to me. After studying my history, I definitely became whole, and then I started embracing other cultures, so it definitely helped.
Good, good. And it sounds as though that it also, and you can tell me if I'm correct or not, I think it sounds like it also it gave you that grounding as well as that fulfillment that I have something to connect to. I'm connecting to who I really am, and I'm able to really embrace who I am as a person as opposed to filling that voidness.
Yes, definitely. 'Cause, I mean, you know, growing up, I was thinking, is this the type of black woman I'm supposed to be? The one I see, you know, on the TV, on, you know, in my community? Like, who, you know, what is black womanhood? And there was a lot of mixed messages. And after reading Malcolm X and reading all the autobiographies of other scholars, I realized I could just be who God made me. And I didn't have to worry about being black anymore or brown. It didn't really matter because I knew who I was.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, that is so profound. Mm-hmm. Please.
And so,
now, if there was something that you would want to... Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. If there was something that you would like to share with the listening audience on today in regards to your experience, and I know you have mentioned that you're going to read a couple of your poems, but right now I want you to, it may be someone that is out in our audience tonight, that is feeling that same way that you were feeling at that particular time, you know, that absence and looking at yourself and filling that void and things, what would you tell them right now? What would be some words of wisdom would you like to share from your experience?
I would definitely say I would definitely read. I'd study, you know, your history if that's one of the issues you're going through. I would definitely do that. And then maybe talk to others. You know, once I published the book, I didn't really realize I had a message. I didn't really realize other people felt this way until I published it. And then I had conversations with other people, and I realized my words were helping them. Like, they were able to tell some things that happened to them. So I would definitely maybe, develop a group or talk to others. That would be a suggestion.
Good. Oh, good. And thank you very much. And I really appreciate you saying that, because this is what, even when you were saying that, I really was able to understand just how you felt in filling that that place in our life, sometimes as a void in things when you don't see your own history and things readily available, that you sometimes have to go out and start looking for it to feel that sense of fulfillment or connecting to and things of your history, of what we contribute, and a wonderful and beautiful story. And I can so hear you've given voice to so many young ladies, women, and people of color as far as to connecting with their roots and embracing it and being the woman of God or the woman that you are created to be, and without apologizing of who you are and just being. It's just very, very profound. Why don't you go ahead and just share with us also whatever is in your heart right now in regards to either your book or as well, or if you want to go ahead right now, and if you like to, you can read any of the poems that you would like to. Or what is your favorite? I'll ask you this. Which one is your favorite one out of the book?
Oh, okay. Thank you. Before I share my favorite poem, I would like to just share a little bit more. I see myself talking to young people, going into schools, into the underserved schools, and sharing my story with young people, also reaching out to teachers. I am an educator. I've been in working with at-risk youth for over 10 years. And so I know, and I believe in my heart, that a lot of young people are, you know, committing crimes or in gangs because they're looking for something. And I believe poetry can help them, you know, uncover, you know, what's ailing them. I was actually recently awarded a Ford Culture Grant for their art project. And my next book will be published possibly the end of this fall. It's called From These Roots Up, and it's about my experiences growing up in the subculture of poverty in America. And I will be able to give over 200 copies, well, about 200 copies to young adults in the South King County area. So, you know, when I published my book initially, I wanted to give them away. I wanted to give them away to young people. Because when I was that age, I was hurting. And I didn't realize I was hurting because there wasn't a Band-Aid that said, hey, you need to learn more about who you are and not follow other people, you know, look for yourself within yourself, you know. And so that is my goal. So I'll be able to do that this next year, from late 2014, 2015.
Wonderful.
I'm excited about that.
And congratulations to you and things for such a wonderful, wonderful a project to be able to work on and things, and also to be awarded a grant. So I really commend you. And not only that, I want my radio audience to know how we was able to meet. Actually, we was at a women's event. I was at a women's event back at the beginning of May and had an opportunity to meet Kiana at that particular time, and at that time we was able to connect, and I just felt really strongly of the Lord to have her to come on the show and to interview her, because I felt that she had something that she wanted to share with the community, share with a multitude of people, but also to get her book out and to let people know the work that she's done, and then also to find out that she's been awarded another grant to be able, or a grant, I should say, to be able to write From These Roots Up, to be able to put 200 copies into the hands of young people. I commend you. That is an awesome, awesome opportunity, as well as, I like to say, a blessing to be able to fulfill your dream and have your dream funded. So as a young woman, I really highly respect and honor you and the work that you are doing. And I wanted to say, just keep up the great, great work. And it is just a pleasure to be able to talk with you and you to share your story. And I really feel that you have such a great mission as well as purpose to reach our young people and to share with them and to give a voice to them what they're feeling and grappling with sometimes even in their own hearts and don't even recognize that's what is going on. So with the work that you're doing, you'll be able to give voice to what they just feeling and cannot articulate and things. And so I honor you. So please share with us more, please.
The poem I like, one of my favorite poems in this book is called December 4th. And it's inspired by Sean Carter, Jay-Z. I heard his song a couple years ago, and it reminded me so much of my brother. And I watched my brother, you know, struggle with being cool. I call it being cool for a living, you know, emulating what black malehood was to him in our community. And he spent a lot of his adult life and youth in jail. And so this poem is called it's called December 4th. His story helps me take my 7-year-old self by the hand. She is still angry over the corners, perplexed over the fallen. She believes that they could have been stronger, and a decision to live beyond bars, crack cells, and misogynistic smoke screens could have saved them. She has always wanted more than I could give. His songs help me dissect the twisted struggles of growing up in jungles, facing manhood without concrete father figures, navigating corners to fulfill basic needs. His lyrics decode the seeming seduction of power and money. He helps me understand my older brother, who's been in prison longer than I've witnessed his freedom. He helps me swallow words that have only blamed, so that I can forgive everything I have not been able to understand, but only judged. Thank you. December 4th.
Wow. Wow. That is so profound, as well as touching as well, and very gripping too as well. Wow. That's profound.
Thank you
for sharing. I could feel your heart as well too. Thank you very much. Please.
All right, I have another one. It's, Trayvon Martin, Jordan Davis, and some other young people have been killed. And so this poem is called Murder of Innocence. I hate to leave out names, although the list grows daily. Collecting them all feels like standing in the middle of a downpour, determined to save every raindrop, each filled with a story worthy of remembrance. Holding them inside my palm feels like the heaviness of contemplative action. My grip is firm, hand slightly on top of hand, fingers together to prevent another loss. Words to describe senseless acts elude me, and I have sudden silence, reflecting on dark hoodies, baggy jeans, iced tea, bags of candy, loud music, profiling, police brutality, innocent young scholars, and drive-by casualties inside the wars raging throughout America. There are no excuses for the massacres eroding the community of survivors' children. I have made a firm promise to keep their stories alive so that I am able to explain to the next generation why we let so many young die. Thank you.
Wow. Well, my God, I tell you that that's deep. That's very, very deep is the word that I have to use and describe what I'm feeling even right now. That's very, very deep and profound. Did you want to go ahead and share the other one that you have at this time?
Okay.
And if you wanted to elaborate. Please.
Sure. This one is There's Pride in Being, and I think it's really important for young girls, especially right now with the reality TV and the images and the nudity going on. I believe that if we knew more about history and culture, we would stand up for our ancestors, you know.
That's true.
This is called There's Pride in Being. There is pride in being a black woman. There is pride in being a descendant of warriors who possess the strength to live through hell and remain composed. I am proud to be a seed of slaves. I am a reflection of ancestors who could have given in but held on for me. I am the outcome of the shame. I am the outcome of the brutality. I am the reason for the marches. I am the reason for the dream. I am the reason they died to be free. I am their prayers come true. The manifestation of unbreakable spirits and swollen hearts, I am proud. Thank you.
Wow. Wow. All I can say is wow.
Thank you.
Kiana, you are, you know, what I, as you were sharing and your very moving poetry with the message so deeply rooted down in the heart. And as you're saying, Digging for Roots is the name of your book. I can feel those words going down in the roots of our souls and being touched there. And I can see as you was reading, this is what I've written in regards to you and what I feel in my heart in regards to what God has for you. A woman with a voice, you're a woman with a mission, and a woman with a purpose. And God is going to use you greatly to bless and touch and reach the community, and especially our young people, that they may be able to hear as well as to see what, like, pride in being December 4th and the murder of the innocents is going to be able to resonate down in their hearts and their mind, whereas the voices of all may not have been able to reach. But I really feel strongly that your voice will be able to reach them, because they'll be able to resonate and hear some of the words, as well as to receive some of the things that have already gone forth as have been prepared. But this is just a profound, profound reading. Is there anything that you would like to say? Because during this time that we do have left and remaining, that if you would like to share anything with the listening audience on today, what would it be that you would want to share? Perhaps maybe a young people, a person that would get on the line and listen maybe later, or maybe even listening now, and things that you would like to say something to them, and things that you have learned from your journey, or however, whatever, if you had an opportunity to say, if ever I have this opportunity to say, I'm going to say this. Would you share that with us now?
Sure. I would like to say that I didn't realize, you know, that I had a voice. I just thought these were things that happened to me. And then after, you know, printing the book out and listening to what other people said about my book and how it affected them, I realized I had a story and that my story mattered. Yeah. And maybe your story matters to somebody. You know, I would love to say my book is for everybody, but I know that, you know, who my book is for. So if you have a story, if you have a book on your heart, if you're a young person out there and you're going through some trials and tribulations, I would say hold on. Hold on. Write it down, because maybe one day you can stand up in front of young people around the age you are right now and help them. So that's what I would like to say. Your story matters. Share your story with other people. Or if you love my story, connect with me. You know, I can get copies into your hands and we can share them with young people together. We can share them with some people that you feel needed.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, again, thank you ever so much. This has been really a tremendous blessing to talk with you. We have on our special interview on tonight, Kiana Davis, amen, who has written the book, Digging for Roots. A very profound and moving book that she just read a couple of her poems from her memoir that she has. And as I stated before, and even more so now, a woman who has a purpose and a mission and a voice, and she's getting it out to our young people and those that will hear and who it's for. She is a focused woman, the woman who have direction and knows where she's going. And I want to encourage each and every one of you to get out and purchase her book. I know it would be a tremendous blessing for you. It is available on Amazon.com, also Third Place Books with the S.com as well. And also please visit her website at www.poeticawakenings.com. You're able to go on and read more about this wonderful young lady that is doing some great things. And I just want to say that I believe that this is just the beginning of some greater things that's going to be happening in and through your life. You have a message, and a message for our young people, young generation, and as well as for all generation, because we all can relate. I tell you, it was resonating and hitting home for me as well as I was listening to you share. And so I just pray that greater doors, even from this interview and other opportunities that will come forth, will go forth for you. She will be also having another book that's going to be coming out very, very soon. It's called For These Roots Up, She received a grant for culture, I believe it is, that she was sharing with us that she received a grant from them that she'll be doing her book, as well as going to be having some that will be available that she's going to be able to get into the hands of our young people. I want to tell you, you need to get a copy of this book and have it in your library or bless a young person with it so that they could read it. I believe even in our schools, it should be in libraries so that they will be available for those that will be able to read and hear it. It has been a tremendous pleasure and a blessing on today to have you with us here on our show to listen to this wonderful, blessed author, Kiana Davis, who has been with us, who is the author of the book, Digging for Roots, and also have our other book that's going to be coming out at sometime in early 2015, if not the latter part of 2014, From These Roots Up. Go and check her out. You will be tremendously blessed. It has been a tremendous blessing having each and every one of you that was online with us on today and those that are listening to it at another time. I know without a shadow of a doubt that you have been blessed on today. And we're getting ready to close right now. If you have any questions, you can go to my website. If you want to get in contact with Kiana Davis, amen, I'm going to have her at this time is to share with the Radioland how that they can get in contact with you if they need to get in contact with you.
Okay. Thank you again, Dr. Orma. I really appreciate you allowing me to come on your show. I'm so happy. Thank you for your wonderful words. So once again, my book is available on Amazon.com, Digging for Roots. It's available there, and I have a website, PoeticAwakening.com. So if you'd like to find me, you can go on my website, Poetic Awakenings, or you can email me at diggingforrootskdavis@gmail.com. Once again, that's diggingforrootskdavis@gmail.com. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much for being on the show. And so you have now you have heard it. This wonderful young lady that's doing some great things in our community and getting ready to do some greater things as to touching the lives of a multitude of people. Go out and purchase her book and get the one that's coming out and be a blessing to somebody, and you have one in your library too. So it's been a blessing to be with you and be in your homes on today. In my closing, as I always would say, if you don't have it, God got it, and you are just one question away from your miracle. All you need to do is ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you, according to Matthew 7:7. And so, in my closing, I pray that you will have a no-sorrow blessing that will come your way, that God will bless you. Father, we thank you for this wonderful time. We thank you for what you have done and what you're going to do. Father, bless each and every one of our hearers on today, and we'll praise your blessed name. In Jesus' name, amen. Until we meet again, may the blessings of the Lord continue to make you rich and add no sorrow. There's a no-sorrow blessing coming to you. God bless you now. Bye-bye.